ring up the precinct about her. She's a bee drinker. I wait until I can ring up the precinct about you. Darlene don't want to be a bee drinker. She forced to be a bee drinker. She says she want to go in showbiz.
Yeah? Well, with the brains that girl's got, she's lucky they haven't shipped her off to the funny farm.
She'd be better off there.
She'd be better off if she'd just put that mind of hers to selling my liquor and quit with the dancing crap. I can just imagine what somebody like her would do on my stage. Darlene's the kind of person to ruin your investment if you don't watch her.
The padded door banged open and a young boy clicked into the bar, scraping the metal taps on his flamenco boots across the floor.
Well, it's about time, Lana said to him.
You got a new jig, huh?
The boy looked out at Joan through his swirls of oiled hair.
What happened to the last one? He die or something?
Honey, said Lana blandly.
The boy opened a flashy, hand-tooled wallet and gave Lana a number of bills.
Everything went okay, George? She asked him. The orphans liked them?
They liked the one on the desk with the glasses on. They thought it was some kind of teacher or something. I want only that one this time.
You think they want another like that?
Lana asked with interest.
Yeah, why not? Maybe one with a blackboard and a book. You know, doing something with a piece of chalk.
The boy and Lana smiled at each other.
I get the picture, Lana said and winked.
Hey, you a junkie? The boy called to Jones. You look like a junkie to me. You'll be looking pretty junky with a knot of jar broom sticking out your ass, Jones said very slowly. Knot of jar broom old. They're good and splintery.
Okay, okay, Lana screamed. I don't want a race riot in here. I got an investment to protect.
You better tell your little old fake kid friend move along.
Jones blew some smoke on the two.
I ain't taking no insult with this kind of job.
Come on, George, Lana said.
She opened the cabinet under the bar and gave George a package wrapped in brown paper.
This is the one you want. Now go on, bid it.
George winked at her and banged out the door.
That's supposed to be a messenger for the orphans? Jones asked. I'd like to see the orphans he operating for. I bet the United Fund don't know about them orphans.
What the hell are you talking about?
Lana asked angrily. She studied Jones's face, but the glasses prevented her reading anything there.
There's nothing wrong with a little charity. Now get back on my floor.